Feed Evansville organizer Lisa Vaughn says the announcement by the Indiana Guard won't affect their efforts much, but they do need plenty of volunteers. Vaughn says they'll need dozens of volunteers each week for the foreseeable future to fill the immediate food needs and help the community become sustainable fighting food insecurity.
So we need to provide temporary relief, like giving someone a box, while we provide them simultaneously recovery work.
Vaughn says they could use at least 10 more people each Monday from 11 to 5 at Hartke Pool for their weekly food giveaway, and up to 30 volunteers each week to help pack food boxes and make deliveries. You can learn more about volunteering for Feed Evansville at the Reopen Evansville website. A link is on our website, news.wnin.org. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.